Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August the 27th. Today, NFL star Michael Vick is scheduled to formally enter a guilty plea in federal court in Richmond, Virginia. Under a deal announced on Friday, he's to admit to a federal dogfighting conspiracy charge. The federal judge will have to decide whether to accept the plea, and then it will be up to the judge to dole out a penalty. The plea agreement calls for a 12 to 18 month prison sentence. And then the NFL will decide whether the quarterback ever plays again. For now, he's been put on indefinite suspension without pay. In the written plea agreement filed on Friday, Vick admits to conspiracy and acknowledged that he helped kill 6 to 8 pit bulls and supplied money for gambling on dogfights. We are going to talk about an issue that is prompted by the Michael Vick and the dogfighting story. Something that maybe you haven't heard with all the coverage of this story in recent weeks. There is a call by some, and by PETA included, people for the ethical treatment of animals, to ban the breeding of pit bulls. Legislatures across the country have been seeking to crack down on dogfighting and preventing attacks by pit bulls. Some local communities have passed breed-specific bans and banned pit bulls from being kept in the community. But what about the issue of, should it be illegal to breed pit bulls? Should the pit bull breed be allowed to go extinct? We'll get two sides to that question this hour, and we'll welcome your side, too. Unfortunately, we're having a problem with our call-in system. We're working on trying to fix that. In the meantime, send an email if you have a question or comment to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. And again, we'll hopefully get our phones working in short order. But right now it's Monday morning, and for whatever reason, we always seem to have a glitch or two on Monday morning. This time it's the call-in computer being dead right now. Our first guest is Daphna Nakminovich. She is director of the Domestic Animal and Wildlife Rescue and Information Department with PETA, and she joins us from Norfolk, Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think it should be illegal to breed pit bulls?
Absolutely. I've been working with homeless animals since the early 90s. I actually started in Chicago, which is not too far from you. And even back then, most of the animals, most of the dogs at my shelter at the Anti-Cruelty Society were pit bulls. And that problem persists today. The case involving Michael Vick has basically just been shining a light on the epidemic of dogfighting and the fact that pit bulls are, plain and simple, the most abused breed of dog on the planet. Animal shelter workers are forced to euthanize them on a daily basis because they're virtually impossible to place in excellent homes. This, of course, is not to say that there are not pit bulls in excellent homes now, and we are not advocating that those be removed. We certainly support a grandfather clause. The fact is right now is that our nation in 2007 is euthanizing 3 to 4 million unwanted dogs and cats every year across the country. So, you know, this is not just pit bulls who are part of this epidemic. It's every breed of dog and millions of cats, because people are failing to spay or neuter their animals and are still buying from breeders and pet stores instead of adopting homeless animals from shelters. Mm-hmm. So with pit bulls being the most abused breed of dog and the fact that the people who usually seek them out, not 100% of the time, but much of the time, are people who seek to fight them, to use them as cheap alarm system, to chain them up, to taunt them into aggression, and to use them as status symbols, we absolutely believe it should be illegal to make more of these animals while millions are dying.
Yeah. We're going to talk with a guest after 6:30 who says there are a number of different breeds that there really isn't a pit bull breed, that this covers a wide variety of dogs called the bully breeds. Are you talking about all of these terriers that have this look to their this muzzle?
Yes, it's not just the look. Of course, it's the tendency that people have to seek those out. And I guarantee you that the people who seek them out in order to use them for these cruel purposes are not distinguishing between the breeds. This is basically the pit bull breed does cover several different nuances. American Pit Bull Terrier, American Staffordshire Terrier, they're widely known as the pit bull, and many of them they've been crossbred. In addition to the professional dog fighters, which is what we see here with Vic and his cohorts, there are hobbyist dog fighters and street dog fighters, and these are people who basically just meet up on the street corner, sometimes impromptu, and fight their dogs and see who does better. So they don't distinguish, and the abuse goes across the breed lines.
Yeah, why not just really crack down on the people who are abusing these dogs and not blame the dog?
Oh, we're not blaming the dog. We're not blaming the dog at all. We're trying to protect the dog. And we should absolutely crack down on the people who abuse them. But, if you visit your local animal shelter today, I guarantee you a large percentage of the dogs there are homeless pit bulls. These dogs are being thrown away like garbage every day in America. So just because we're calling on a ban on breeding all dogs and cats, while 3 to 4 million dogs and cats are paying with their lives because they're homeless, we'd like to see pet stores go out of existence, but at least if that's not going to happen, that they spay or neuter all the animals that they sell, because there are animal shelter workers who care deeply about these animals, whose job consists of killing them. And in this day and age in America, there's no excuse for using euthanasia and of course I'm not blaming the shelters, but this is a byproduct of an irresponsible society, and the dirty work falls squarely on the shoulders of your local animal shelter. So any breeding in this day and age is irresponsible. There's no responsible way to make more animals while we've got shelters using euthanasia as population control. But yes, of course, with pit bulls specifically, and the fact that, they are inherently more dangerous with other animals, there's no disputing that. The dogs in this case are a perfect example. They'll likely be euthanized, and the reason for that is that they've been programmed to kill other animals. They've been bred for aggressive genes. They've been raised to kill other animals. They've been trained to rip each other to shreds, and they will be an immediate danger to any animal in a community where they're released. I've seen fighting dogs go after other dogs, and it's absolutely impossible to pry them off.
Let me hold you there for now, and we'll check our weather forecast and then continue our discussion on whether or not it should be illegal to breed pit bulls. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August the 27th. Coming up later this afternoon, John Munson sitting in for Ben Marins for At Issue. After 5, John's guest says that America's junior officers are fighting the war on the ground in Iraq, and the experience is making a number of them lose faith in their superiors. That's coming up after 5 this afternoon. John Munson in for Ben Marins. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Daphna Nachmanovich, Director of the Domestic Animal and Wildlife Rescue and Information Department with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And we are talking about whether or not the breeding of pit bulls should be illegal. Our guest says yes, and we wonder what you say. Our phone system is down for the moment, but we ask you to send in your question or comment via email, talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org, and please include your first name and your community with your email. Coming up after 6:30, we will be welcoming in a guest with a different perspective, someone who is on the board of directors of the Chicagoland Bully Breed Rescue and the foster coordinator for the bully breeds for the state of Wisconsin, who says that banning the breeding of these dogs is ridiculous. Find out exactly what she means after 6:30. You do not think, though, it is ridiculous, Daphna. How would you go about banning the breeding of these dogs?
Well, that spay-neuter legislation and legislation that would, you know, we're in support of legislation to make it more difficult to own one of these dogs. People who own them shouldn't be under 21 years of age. They should have liability insurance. They should have a special permit. These are very wonderful dogs. I want to make clear that, you know, we're not trying to punish the breed. We're simply trying to keep them safe. I've been working with animals, again, since the early 90s, and we have at PETA in Norfolk and in our we're surrounded by rural areas here. We operate a spay-neuter clinic, and we have a doghouse program. We go into the field, and we do hands-on work. And hands down, the breed that we see most frequently chained by a, you know, 15-pound chain, literally, I'm not exaggerating, we've weighed these chains, and some of them are so mistreated that those chains weigh half their body weight. Most of the dogs that we give houses to, most of the dogs that we see in low-income areas where we go and we try and spay and neuter and give, you know, flea prevention and deworming medicine and lightweight tie-outs and toys, most of those dogs are pit bulls. It's just cool to have one. It's cool to have one right now, and that's dangerous. It's dangerous for those dogs, and it's dangerous for the other animals that those dogs endanger, and sometimes people. I mean, there's no denying that these dogs do attack people rather frequently, and when they attack, you know, it's a lot of people say, well, a chihuahua is more likely to bite. Well, that might be true, but a chihuahua might break your skin while a pit bull will break your bone. Mm-hmm. So I think there's no denying that they have a real potential to harm. We're an animal protection organization, so of course we're concerned about public safety, but we're first and foremost concerned about the dogs.
Yeah. What about other dogs that have a reputation for being tough and mean, maybe unfairly, like the Rottweiler? Or I thought I heard in the news that some Mastiffs actually severely hurt somebody in an attack. Wouldn't people who want to, have dog fights or have the tough dog then just rely on a different breed?
Well, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably people tend to do those kinds of things. Laws do need to be formed that protect the animals and have, stronger laws for dog fighting, period. We're not saying that this is the blanket solution. This is just one of the things that we believe needs to happen in order to stop the euthanasia of homeless pit bulls and other dogs in our nation's shelters. I think it's also very important to note that while these dog fighting cases go on, when these dogs are seized, and Michael Vick's dogs are a perfect example, usually they sit for many, many months in your local shelter waiting, basically waiting to die because they're not adoptable. And every single kennel at your local shelter is a precious space that can be used to house an adoptable animal. So while these dogs sit in kennels waiting to be euthanized, many other dogs who are potentially adoptable have to be euthanized sooner because the shelter simply doesn't have the space or resources to care for, 60 pit bulls plus their usual influx of animals. So there are a lot of different issues here, and people can help. People can help by reporting suspected dog fighting, by reporting any suspected abuse. If you have a number of pit bulls who are chained on someone's property, if they look to be scarred, or even if they don't have water or shelter, those things are required by law. Report it. Speak up. Don't turn your back on animals who may need your help. Here in the Vic case, there was a drug-related inquiry, and that's why the dogs were found. But in many of the cases that we see, action is made possible for law enforcement authorities because a caring person reported it. And so it's absolutely vital that people report suspected cruelty. And if they want to help spare pit bulls from needless euthanasia, they can adopt from their local shelter and never, ever buy from a breeder or pet store because we're euthanizing 3 to 4 million homeless animals a year, and many of those are perfectly healthy and social animals who just need a home.
Yeah, I adopted a dog from my local shelter. It happens to be an Australian Shepherd mix, and the Humane Society did not know for sure what the mix was, but suspected it could possibly be pit bull. So what about a situation like that?
Well, I think, the thing is that it depends on the temperament of the dog. Of course, if you've got an Aussie Shepherd pit bull mix, I mean, that's, I mean, if your dog is a healthy, social, loving animal, and you've adopted him from a shelter, you know, we're not we're not saying that every dog who might have an ounce of pit bull in him should be immediately, you know, removed from this planet. We're basically just saying, right now, these dogs are the most abused breed of dog, and even if they weren't, there are millions of other dogs of different breeds who are paying with their lives because they're homeless. Really, no one should be breeding any dog right now. No one should be. I mean, we're in a crisis situation. We've been killing homeless animals for years, and I think Americans tend to blame shelters or tend to forget that they can help by simply not buying from pet stores or breeders. There's a lot of information on how people can help on our website as well, on PETA.org, and we have a website dedicated to these issues specifically at helpinganimals.com. And it's very easy to help. It's as easy as spaying your own dog, never supporting a pet store. Most of the dogs in pet stores, of course, come from puppy mills, and a lot of those are in the Midwest. So Wisconsin is the perfect locale for this kind of discussion. But this is not, again, you know, this is just an attempt to reach out to the public and say, you can help. These dogs are suffering. Do something today.
We have fixed the phone system, I'm happy to report. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or I should say our engineer, John Wittenmeyer, fixed the phone system. Ray in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. It's an excellent topic. I own a pit bull. He was a stray. He was fighting. He had broken ribs, broken nose, all kinds of injuries. But the dog is very well adjusted to my home now. And I just wanted to disagree with the thought that all these dogs are not redeemable. This is like we're doing with people in this country. When we decide somebody's too dangerous, we put them in Guantanamo and we don't let anybody speak about them or to them. These dogs are a result of their owners, and it's the owners of these dogs that we need to ban. We need to get these people together, like Michael Vick, and try to find a place for them to live separate from us. I would like to add, Michael Vick might have killed six dogs, and he's going to prison. How many people has George Bush killed?
That's quite a different issue, Ray. We need to stick to the dog issue for now. But with our final minute with you, Daphna, ban the owners, not the dogs.
I think that's a great idea too. Anybody who is cruel to animals should go to prison. There's absolutely no doubt about that. This is not a single solution. But making more of these dogs, I mean, Ray did the right thing. He found a dog on the street, and he did the compassionate thing. He got the dog off the street and fixed him up, and now that dog is in a good home. Most people aren't aware that they can help in that way, you know, and it's very important, I think, for people to realize they too can help. And this is a perfect example of why these dogs need our protection. Here, this poor dog is on the streets with broken ribs, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for being with us, and I'm sorry we didn't have more callers for you, but we appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Daphna Nachmanovich is with PETA, supporting a ban on the breeding of pit bulls. We'll get a different perspective on that question coming up after the news. This is the Ideas Network. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36, and I'm in a better mood now because our telephone system, our call-in system, is working once again. So you can join in with your questions and comments about whether or not the pit bull breeds should be illegal. We heard from a guest from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, in our last half hour, who supports a ban on breeding pit bulls. We will talk with a guest in this half hour who does not. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org and include your first name and your community with your email. PETA says it supports a ban on breeding pit bulls, also supports bans on owning pit bulls. with a grandfather clause in there for those pit bulls currently in loving homes right now, all as a way, our guest said, to prevent the suffering that goes along with dog fighting, illegal dog fighting, as we all have heard described in the Michael Vick case. Vick is expected to plead guilty today to charges related to dog fighting. Our guest in this half hour says banning the breed or banning breeding of pit bulls is ridiculous, and we will find out why. She is Cindy Steinle, who is on the board of directors of the Chicagoland Bully Breed Rescue and is the foster coordinator for the state of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you say a ban on breeding pit bulls is ridiculous?
Well, obviously from the Vick case, Vick broke laws. Vick did not care what laws he broke. So to ban something, it affects law-abiding people, which means the people who operate kennels that are AKC or UKC, depending on the breed they breed, they inspect, they keep track of things, they keep track of histories. To ban breeding of a specific breed is not going to stop people like Michael Vick. It is not going to stop the people in the inner city who start fights on the corners. It's not going to stop the people who are dealing the drugs and are using these animals to guard, because obviously laws do not matter to these people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to stop that.
What about the argument that she would put forth that, well, she actually supports the banning the breeding of all breeds, but she thinks that in this particular case, these breeds, these bully breeds, do have a tendency to fight and have that in their bloodline, and there's really no reason to continue on with this breed, as they are not really sought after by, you know, the family who wants the nice family pet. They're sought after by people who want the fighting dog or the macho image.
Well, I've worked with Chicagoland Bully Breed Rescue for several years, and in fact have two dogs from them. We have in 10 years helped in Chicago, Milwaukee, this general area, with well over 1,000 dogs. Not one of these dogs ended up in the fight home. All of these dogs ended up in family homes, many homes with children. Until the mid-80s, the American Pit Bull Terrier was considered a family dog. Prior to the mid-80s, when they started getting the stigma was attached to Rottweilers. There were bans against Rottweilers. Prior to that, it was Dobermans that were used for poor activities. Prior to that, it was the German Shepherds. Basically, it's going to, if you ban the pits, and by this I mean three breeds, if you excuse me, the American Pit Bull Terrier, the American Staffordshire Terrier, and the Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Those are the three breeds that should only be included in the pit bull header, the pit bull type, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down actually this weekend and went through prior communications with shelters, with people at shows, discussions at shows about breeds. We came up with 60 breeds. 60 breeds of dogs that have been mistaken as pit bull type, not just four. But if you ban those, it'll just be something else.
Yeah.
The Mastiffs that you heard of were Presa Canarios, and you didn't hear the follow-up story where the man actually had a heart attack and the dogs had nothing to do with it. The press grabs the headline. Headlines don't start out child wins award. Headlines start out five people dead on the street.
Right.
Our society is drawn to destruction and big headlines and frightening things. We are not drawn to the warm and fuzzy of the world. You don't hear stories about, you know, the various service dogs, the most decorated service dog in America. The U.S. Customs Service dog is Popsicle, a fight dog that was found in a freezer, but few people know that.
And Popsicle was a pit bull?
Popsicle is a pit bull,
yeah.
And works for the U.S. Customs Service.
Yeah.
You don't hear about Dakota, the search and rescue dog, who worked on the space shuttle recovery, who also is a pit bull.
Yeah, and PETA is saying that they're grandfathering in dogs that are in loving homes, and they're not talking about euthanizing these dogs that are are like Popsicle, but saying that there's no need to continue breeding and having more and more of these dogs.
Well, PETA itself runs their own shelter in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. And their shelter has had steadily increasing euthanasia rates to the point of 90.7% in 2005, only adopting out 0.068%, while other shelters around them are much lower. PETA has come across several times in the past with a stance of, as she said, she would like to end all breeding of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They do not believe that companion animals are necessarily the place animals should be. I cannot imagine a life without waking up with my dog, and I'm sure you feel the same way
mm-hmm.
as a dog owner. Starting with one breed, eradicating that breed, this is a stepping stone for future breeds. And this is something people need to look at. Right now it's pit bulls. People may not be fond of them, but it's right now pit bull. Next year, 5 years down the road, it could be your breed. And what you have to realize is, once again, the people who are causing these attacks, people who are dog fighting, the people who are abusing, are not people who get regular vet care for their animal. They are not people who have homeowners insurance. They most of the time are not people who license their animals. So you don't know where these animals are at. If there's a pit bull, ban like in Denver, where they come and take the dogs out of your home, they aren't taking them out of the fight home. They're taking them and getting the list of registrations and going door to door to the people who vaccinate, microchip, care for these animals. They're going to their homes because these people license their animals.
Let me bring
Vic
in.
Vic didn't license his.
All right. Let me bring in a caller, Victor in Milwaukee. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, Joy. That was a wonderful program yesterday, Discover World. I'm sorry I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too. I was looking for you, Victor. I'm sorry we didn't meet up, but the next time.
I definitely will. I'm glad you brought this topic. Though I have sympathies toward the first caller, I agree with your present guest now, the pragmatic way of trying to implement legislation if it's passed. It's going to be very difficult to enforce. And if we do pass this legislation, all it's going to do is just push the problem down further and make it really underground. That's one problem I have with it. The other problem is that I think the only remedy to this whole thing is we have to neutralize this culture of cruelty in our society that goes way back to Greek and Roman times. People just find entertainment on things being destroyed, people being beaten up, raped, or whatever. So we're going to have to really sensitize really young children, even some grown people, on this culture of cruelty and to stop it. And if you do that, then this need to get pit bulls, Rottweilers, or whatever it is for sport will diminish. But passing legislation, I think, will just create more problems and solve it.
Yeah. Well, Victor, thank you very much for the call.
And Victor actually brings up a good point. The blood sport, the dog fighting, the bull baiting, was originated in England. When England banned the sports in 1835 and made these blood sports illegal, the popularity increased, skyrocketed, and that's where you had the underground. Another issue that we see a lot, especially with our work in the inner city, is the people in the inner city are afraid of the police. They are afraid to call on their neighbors when they're beating humans. They are not going to call when someone's beating a dog because they are afraid of repercussions. And there are not enough police and animal control officers, ASPCA agents, available to properly police this.
I need to check our weather forecast, and then we will continue talking with Cindy Steinle on the board of directors of the Chicagoland Bully Breed Rescue, talking about a call from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, to ban the breeding of pit bulls in light of the case involving Michael Vick, who will plead guilty today to dog fighting related charges. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. If you have a question or a thought on this, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, August the 27th. Coming up after 7, it's our State Capitol Report. We'll get the latest happenings in state politics, including a preview of a debate that's expected in the state legislature this week on a potentially early minimum wage hike. That's coming up after 7 o'clock, our State Capitol Report. We are debating or discussing this hour a call from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, saying that pit bulls, the breeding of pit bulls, should be outlawed. We're talking with a guest in this half hour who disagrees with that position. Cindy Steinle is on the board of directors of the Chicagoland Bully Breed Rescue. And we welcome your thoughts and questions. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our next caller is Christopher in Freeport, Illinois. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I agree with your guest that it is ridiculous to ban the breed, and I think the main reason it's ridiculous is because it fails to hold people responsible. What we need in this area is a little more enforcement and a little more willingness to go after dog breeders who are breeding these animals to use in fighting. One thing that this reminds me of is these calls to ban breeds remind me of the hysteria that often surrounds guns. I'm a law-abiding citizen. The last time I committed an act of violence against anybody was when I was in a fist fight in a parking lot at high school 20 years ago. Now, I've never laid my hand on another human being since. And there's this idea in some people's minds that because someone else shoots a person with a gun, I shouldn't be able to own one. Or in this case, what would apply is not just criminal activity, but someone who just goes out and shoots their gun at random should be treated by the law the same way as I am. These dogs are not inherently dangerous. There are some people who set out to make them that way or let them run in packs around a neighborhood where tragedies that could happen with any dog can occur. And that's my position. If you've got a second, I'd like to share an example.
Well, hold on, Christopher. Let me get our guest in on this. I don't want to divert this too much into analogies with gun laws, but
it's actually a very common analogy that we use. One person kills someone with a gun. One person lets their dog run loose, and the dog bites. Why should my dog, who has spent God's thousands of dollars, I can't even count anymore, in training, going through a Delta Society therapy course, why should my dog be punished because this guy broke the law and I didn't? It's a very valid comparison and one that we hear a lot.
Yeah. Well, what about the, the comparison that, well, yes, other dogs may bite people and, yes, other dogs can hurt people. Other dogs usually don't kill people.
Well, Pomeranians have killed people, and they don't weigh a whole lot. There are document cases of all different breeds killing people, but there is also as I've gone back a couple times, we came up with 60 breeds of dogs just on quick searches through the Internet where the breed was misidentified as a pit bull, not an American pit bull terrier, but the pit bull. These are 60 breeds of dogs, everything ranging from an American Pit Bull Terrier to Labs, Boxers, Dobermans. These are all common breeds that most people should know what they look like, Dalmatians. When the news initially reports the pit bull attack, we always wait here at our rescue and in the educational groups for a couple days. And then we start checking the smaller headings. They're not always pit bulls, but the first report's the one that sticks with people.
Yeah.
It's basically the difference between a Yugo and a Hummer. You drive into another car a year ago, the damage is going to be minimal, small. You know, it's going to be damaged, but you hit that same thing with the Hummer, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
I personally have been bitten several times, never by a pit bull. I have dealt with fight dogs. I have dealt with unknown dogs. I have dealt with severe neglect case dogs that were starving. All pit bulls. I have been bit by Cocker Spaniels repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been bit by a pit bull. My dogs have been attacked by Labs, never another pit bull. And they're social dogs. These are dogs that go to events. These are dogs that go out and educate. They've been attacked by Labs. The WTMJ report last week, the three dogs, it was announced three pit bulls. Actually, it was three different breeds of dogs. It was one American Pit Bull Terrier, one American Bulldog, and one Lab Mix. But it was announced as three pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the paranoia, the stigma comes from, is those initial reports. Last year, a pit bull was reported to eat a puppy, pit bull puppy. It reported that it ate the child's toes off while mom and dad were sleeping down south. It was actually the pet ferret.
Yeah.
But the pit bull puppy got euthanized for it.
What about Christopher saying, let's crack down on the breeders who breed these dogs for fighting?
They should. But once again, the issue comes, it's in the inner city. There's bigger problems. In the inner city, people, they don't care. They aren't worried about that. They're worried about getting to and from home without getting shot. They're worried about getting to and from home without getting mugged. They don't care what the guy down the street who's dealing drugs is doing to his dog. They aren't going to turn him in because the guy down the street dealing drugs has backup.
Yeah, James in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
I got a very simple question that no anti-pit bull person has ever been able to answer for me, and I know your guest isn't going to be able to, but why is it if these dogs are inherently or genetically dangerous, why can you go to a dog show, a UKC dog show with American Pit Bull Terriers, and they're around strangers who are looking in their mouth, you know, whatever, and nobody ever gets bit, nobody gets growled at, small dogs are walking by, they don't get attacked. And I'll answer the question because I know you're tight for time. It's because they have good owners and they've been raised well. I have two pit bulls, an American Pit Bull Terrier and an American Staffordshire Terrier, and they are far more trustworthy around other people and dogs than most of the Golden Retrievers at the dog park. So that's my comment.
And you agree, Cindy?
Well, and when you get, there's two different pit bull owners. There are the good owners, and then there are the rest. And you get people who get the breed for what the breed is. People like us who know that these were the clowns of the dog world. These dogs were the nanny dogs. This breed was started to help with the children. These dogs were owned by some of the greatest people in American history, Helen Keller, George S. Patton. These dogs were not the killers. These dogs were decorated in wars. They are known for their loyalty to their owners. There are the people like myself who own breeds of dogs like this for that purpose. And we are the people who are going out there. You have the other owners who don't really admit they own them, but they're the ones that you're hearing about. You don't hear about people like me. These dogs test incredibly high on the American Temperament Testing Society. In fact, testing higher than American Staffordshire Terrier tests 83.9% passing. And, you know, bloodhounds are 71.4. This is to test their temperament. These dogs are all what you make them. You can beat them, you can tear them down, and 90% of the time we can rehabilitate them. Because their desire to please their owners is so vast and great.
Ann in Decorah is with us now. Hi, Ann.
Good morning. I think you can also have another owner, the owner that keeps hoping that the dog will change. I was walking on the trail with my dog. We saw a man and a pale pit bull type dog approaching. My dog acted totally different. He got over in front of me. He focused straight ahead. He wouldn't even look. I yelled at the man. My dog certainly doesn't want to meet you. He pulled his dog over onto the grass about 3 feet off the trail, and they sat there, and the dog looked as calm as could be, just pleasant. We no more than got by than that dog jumped at us. He had both hands on the leash. He knew what was coming. That dog pulled him out, and he kind of surfboarded on the asphalt. If he'd have gotten to me, I don't know what would have happened. And I'm sure every time that that happens, he hopes it won't happen the next. But that's the other type of pit bull owner. Thank you.
Well, that's the time for a behaviorist or a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And that can happen with any breed, and that is the time for a behaviorist and trainer. This can happen with any large breed dog. Any large breed dog can be dangerous. There are places in Illinois looking to ban dogs over 15 pounds. My cat weighs 17.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us.
Sure.
We appreciate your time. Cindy Steinle is on the board of directors of Chicagoland Bully Breed Rescue. She is the foster coordinator for the bully breeds for the state of Wisconsin, and we thank her for her time. In our first half hour, we heard from a spokesperson for PETA, PETA calling for a ban on the breeding of pit bulls in light of the Michael Vick case and all the publicity around dogfighting. Our guest in this half hour disagreeing with that stand. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing this hour, and thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.